Hi everyone, this is Chris, and for today's Lent reflection, we are going to read Luke 13, 1-9. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." In this passage, some people were beating around the bush a little to ask Jesus whether these people who were killed as they worshiped God had done something wrong. Did they deserve what had happened to them? Jesus says no. I think maybe a fitting colloquialism here is that sometimes bad things happen to good people. This Lent, you may be giving up something, or practicing repentance, or praying more, or trying to grow closer to God. All of these are great things, but it can be discouraging when we seem to be doing all the right things, but are still confronted with bad things happening. Things just like aren't working out how we thought they would, or not going according to our plan. I think what Jesus is trying to show us is that we must be growing and bearing fruit, but that growth doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen to us in the world. Who else knows what will happen tomorrow? But if we are not repenting, if we are not growing closer to Jesus, we will all perish spiritually in the end. And maybe now a small gear change. In thinking about our current sermon series at Grace City on Love, the second part of the passage stands out to me as a way we are to interact with those around us. When we see relationships that are not bearing fruit, our first reaction should not be to chop that relationship out of our life. Rather, we should seek to tend to the relationship, to fertilize it, for a whole growing season. Maybe that's a whole year, or maybe even a whole lifetime. I am reminded of a few relationships in my life where I can become frustrated that things aren't changing, that things aren't the way that I want them to be. And this passage reminds me that a relationship that has not been tended to, that's not been fertilized carefully over time, can hardly be expected to just become beautiful. And now I'll give a short prayer. God, thank you for this opportunity this Lent to draw closer to you. Protect us from harm, but strengthen us in whatever comes our way. Help us tend to the relationship in our lives today, this week, and in the coming growing season.